Wondery Plus subscribers can listen to Rich and Daily ad-free right now. Join Wondery Plus in the Wondery app or Apple Podcasts. So, Arisha, as you know, I've recently gotten a new phone, and so I've been getting really good at social media content lately.
Okay. Yeah, that's everything you just said is 100% true.
Yeah, you will address me as an influencer now, just so you're aware.
Okay. I just won't address you.
Great. But I gotta say, it's not as much fun to make content online when you're being forced to make it. And
preach. You always have a gun to my head.
Yeah, I do, but it always ends up great. But pop star Halsey is opening up about their record label pressuring them to make a viral TikTok video.
Yeah, and her label is refusing to release her new song until they do.
Which doesn't make sense to me, because doesn't that harm them also?
I don't understand what these big honcho heads at these music studios are doing, but it seems like they just live in this ivory tower that can't be breached.
Yeah, and they walk around and call each other honcho heads.
That's it.
From Wondery, I'm Brooke Ziffrin.
And I'm Arisha Skidmore-Williams. It's Tuesday, May 24th.
And you're listening to Rich and Daily.
If I asked you how many subscriptions you have, would you be able to list all of them and how much you're paying? If you would have asked me this question before I started using Rocket Money, I would have said yes. But let me tell you, I would have been so wrong. I can't believe how many I had and all the money I was wasting. Rocket Money is a personal finance app that finds and cancels your unwanted subscriptions, monitors your spending, and helps lower your bills. Rocket Money has over 5 million users and has helped save its members an average of $720 a year with over 500 million in canceled subscriptions. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Cancel your unwanted subscriptions by going to rocketmoney.com/Wondery. That's rocketmoney.com/Wondery. rocketmoney.com/Wondery.
This podcast is supported by FedEx. FedEx offers fast delivery, more visibility, simple returns, and weekend home delivery to 98% of the U.S. population on Saturday and 50% on Sunday. With FedEx, you get picture proof of delivery, ensuring you always know where your package is. Returns are simple with packageless and paperless returns. Plus, FedEx Ground is also faster to more locations than UPS Ground. See the FedEx service guide for delivery information. So, what are you waiting for? See what FedEx can do for your business. Absolutely, positively, FedEx.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass?
So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
So it's safe to say that most people don't love being told what to do, but it really sucks to be ordered to do something when you just really don't want to do it. And Halsey now knows exactly how that feels. She opened up on TikTok over the weekend about her label Capitol Records ordering her to create viral content on the app, or else Capitol won't release her new song.
Mm-hmm. Now, Halsey is a multi-platinum selling star with a huge social media following and has been signed with Capitol since 2018. Now, Halsey uses she, her, and they, them pronouns and has been very clear that they prefer both pronouns to be used when referring to her. So we're going to try and honor that. Forgive us if we mess up.
Yes.
And on Sunday, Halsey posted a video to their TikTok with the caption, "I'm tired." And it shows her gently bopping her head along to a song playing in the background with text over the video. And the text reads, "Basically, I have a song that I love that I want to release ASAP, but my record label won't let me." And the video goes on to say that Capitol Records is blocking Halsey from releasing their new song unless they can fake a viral moment on TikTok, and then adds, "Everything is marketing."
Well, it's like, what do they consider a viral moment? Because it's Halsey, so I'm assuming any video is going to have a lot of likes and views.
Well, and of course it's like, is this the viral moment?
Right.
It's all intertwined.
I kind of love it, to be honest.
Yeah.
It's like a lazy way of doing it, but I'm all here for it. So it doesn't seem like Halsey really needs a viral TikTok. Like we said, they're a huge star. They've been very successful in the music industry, and that's exactly what they pointed out in their video. So in a TikTok, Halsey says, I've been in this industry for 8 years, and I've sold over 165 million records.
Which is 165 million more than we've sold so far.
Exactly.
That's something to work towards.
Yeah.
But Halsey's most recent album, If I Can't Have Love, I Want Power, came out last year and went to number 2 on the Billboard charts. Plus, she's won 2 Grammys, one in 2017 for her collaboration with the Chainsmokers on the song Closer, and then another at this year's awards for Best Alternative Album. Now, all 4 of Halsey's albums have charted in the top 3 on the Billboard chart, and they have 6 singles that have charted in the top 10. So just charts after charts after chart.
Yeah, but we need that viral TikTok.
Yeah, these charts mean nothing unless you're going viral to release a new song.
It's all about those likes and views, baby. But it's not just Halsey that's dealing with this kind of pressure from a record label. In her TikTok video, Halsey said labels are doing this to basically every artist these days. And other stars have opened up about this before. In a viral tweet posted by Twitter user at AllureGaga2, screenshots show music artists FKA Twigs, Charlie XCX, and Florence and the Machine all taking to TikTok to complain about being forced to use the app to promote their music, which I'm sure TikTok loves.
Yeah. They're just like, yep, keep coming.
Yeah, exactly.
There's one screenshot of a TikTok from FKA Twigs that has text that says, it's true. All record labels ask for are TikToks. And I got told off today for not making enough effort. And Florence's video has a caption, the label's begging me for lo-fi TikTok. So here you go. Please send help. And then we have Adele, who previously spoke to Zane Lowe for Apple Music about shutting down her own team's request to get her on TikTok. She said she was told she needed to introduce her music to 14-year-olds. I guess that's the only platform they use.
Yeah.
But Adele refused to join the app and said she preferred to make music for her own generation.
I mean, I get it. I get trying to, like, roll with the times or whatever.
Yeah.
But it's like...
It always just surprises me when mega stars, like the ones we just named, Adele, Florence and the Machine, are being told, you got to do this. Like.
Yeah.
Be like, I'm Adele. No, I don't.
Yeah. It's sad, though, because, like, you and I are, like, trying to have people take our reels.
And they're like, you got to stop. You got to stop doing this. We're going to be opposite message.
Exactly. So Halsey doesn't want to make a video just because the label asked her to. And I totally get that. I 100% get that. But ironically... The video that they made complaining about Capital's pressure for a viral TikTok actually did go viral, like you said. Maybe that was the plan. Some people agree with you. They think that was all just some big marketing play by Halsey. So as of Monday afternoon, Halsey's video received more than 1.1 million likes. And in the comment section, one person said, this is the viral marketing video. Halsey responded saying, bruh, I wish it was, haha. They just said I have to post TikToks. They didn't specifically say about what. So here I am. Cry laughing emoji.
Which,
some other emoji.
Which is the energy that I'm here for. Like somebody telling me to do something I don't want to do, but not being specific enough means I will go absolutely hog wild with what I do.
100%.
So Halsey later clarified everything on their Twitter on Sunday night, tweeting, talk to my label tonight after my TikTok tantrum. They said, wow, the TikTok is going. It's just insane. They said, wow, the TikTok is going really strong. I was like, OK, cool. So can I release my song now? They said, we'll see.
Mm-mm.
Like, this is.
No, this don't is ever will see me ever.
I know. My music that I've created, I will release as I see fit.
Mm-hmm.
Nobody's going to keep me back. Not Capitol Records, not Wondery producers telling me to stop singing during an episode. It's not going to happen. But then Halsey added, tell me again how I'm making this up. She also once again pointed out how they feel like she shouldn't have to do this at this point in their career, saying, 4 albums deep, coasting. I'm way too established to stir something like this up for no reason or resort to this as a marketing tactic. And she added, but now I'm in too deep, so there's no going back.
So even though people may think that viral video was all an intentional move, Halsey did post a follow-up video to her first, offering fans more transparency about what they're going through with their label. And the video was posted later in the day on Sunday, and in it, Halsey shares audio from a conversation about her song's release.
So the text over the video says, I wish I was kidding, LOL. And the video shows them listening to the person on the other line explain how the song could be released. Mm-hmm. As the person talks, Halsey just goes, mm-hmm. And then the person talking seems to pick up on Halsey's disappointment at the situation and asks, what? And she responds, I just hate this. The voice responds, oh, I know. I hate it. Mm-hmm. And then the TikTok finishes with Halsey saying, it sucks.
This person on the other line 100% is like, oh, I know, it's, I hate it, it sucks, but like, we have to do it.
familiar sound.
So it looks like Halsey's recent viral videos on TikTok were not enough for Capital, but a spokesperson for Astralworks Capital shared a statement with Variety and said, our belief in Halsey as a singular and important artist is total and unwavering. We can't wait for the world to hear their brilliant new music. But Halsey made sure to let fans know this quote was not from the people she's currently struggling with.
Yeah. Astralworks is the label that originally signed Halsey back in 2014, and it's a subsidiary of Capital, which Halsey has since signed with. Halsey clarified it all for fans on Twitter, tweeting, I'm not signed to Astralworks anymore. Astralworks is the label that signed me, and then they upstreamed me to Capital. And she added, this quote came from the company who believed in me from the jump, not the company I'm wrestling with right now. Heart emoji.
So whether or not Halsey did post that TikTok as an intentional marketing move, I personally don't think she did.
Yeah.
This whole thing definitely did spark a conversation online, basically asking, is it reasonable to require music artists to post social media content even if they don't want to?
I also don't think it was intentional. I think when you're a superstar, you're going to go viral kind of regardless of what you post.
Yeah.
Like Beyonce could post a piece of toast and it'll get 10 million likes. Like,
I know. It's frustrating.
Yeah. Because whenever I post toast, I get blocked. So it's ridiculous. But I feel like I think it is so unfair to expect this of musicians on the one hand. On the other hand, maybe part of the reason they get as big as they get is because they have this very carefully curated social media presence that the overlords are overseeing.
I don't know. Maybe. But
I mean, look at Justin Bieber. Like, he, you know, puts a lot of his claim to fame to Usher, but he was on YouTube a lot in the beginning. And that's social media. Like, I feel like it definitely helps build you up.
Yeah, sure.
But then when they get to the top, they're like, I don't want this anymore.
But that YouTube generation was also his demographic. Like, I think you need to take that into account.
True.
It's like Adele fans probably, I mean, some sure, but most of them weren't like raised on TikTok.
Right, right.
And she's doing fine.
Yeah, well, we're over here making reels, and I don't know what age demographic uses reels, but I hope it's 14-year-old girls.
Well, if they are, they're laughing their asses off because these reels are gold. Everyone go check them out.
Yep, you heard it here first. We're calling them gold.
Yep, from Wondery, I'm Brooke Ziffrin.
And I'm Arisha Skidmore-Williams. This is Rich and Daily.
See you tomorrow, Richies.
Hey, Prime members, you can listen to Rich and Daily ad-free on Amazon Music. Download the Amazon Music app today. Or you can listen ad-free with Wondery Plus in Apple Podcasts. Before you go, tell us about yourself by completing a short survey at wondery.com/survey. If you like our show, please follow us on Apple Podcasts, Amazon Music, or wherever you're listening right now.
And tell your friends we've got the hot goss.
Once upon a beat. Remember the stories and fables that captured your imagination when you were young? We have a perfect podcast to bring you the stories you remember, remixed and reimagined for the kids in your life today. Yeah. Wondery and Tinkercast are bringing you a music-filled weekly party hosted by me,
DJ Fuse,
and my trusty turntable, Baby Scratch, spinning tales in the New Kids and Family podcast, Once Upon a Beat, where hip-hop and fables meet. Hey, grown-ups, listen to Once Upon a Beat early and ad-free right now on Wondery Plus.
Once Upon a Beat.